Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. That's right. We are live at the Bell Chase YMCA with Primary Care Plus in honor of World Stroke Day, and we'll be discussing ways to lower your stroke risk. But first, I'm joined by Dana Scardino, Associate Director of Clinical Programs and Care Management here for Primary Care Plus. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Neil.
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit from your perspective about Primary Care Plus.
The first Primary Care Plus clinic opened in East Baton Rouge Parish in 2011. And now, more than a decade later, we have 12 Primary Care Plus clinics across South Louisiana, including in Algiers in Oswego.
So when we talk about all of the different locations, more importantly, what are the types of services that you guys provide?
Our providers treat all kinds of illnesses and injuries. They're great at managing long-lasting conditions like diabetes and kidney disease, and they also treat simpler or urgent issues such like sinus infections, allergies, the flu. But we also do preventative care, which includes flu shots, health screenings, and yearly checkups.
So when we talk about the patients and the type of patients, describe that for us as well, if you would.
Sure. We see patients 18 and older. Many of our providers specialize, experience working with older adults, and that's something we pride ourselves on.
And, you know, I've been to several of these Primary Care Plus openings. In fact, you and I have discussed this before. Y'all tend to do things a little different from most folks. And, you know, what I've been able to see and witness is that folks really appreciate that. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Sure. We understand there's many different factors that affect your health. Some of these you're likely familiar with, for example, is genetics, your eating and exercise habits, and how much sleep you get each night.
Not enough.
But your environment and social life are important, too. Research continues to show that maintaining good health is really hard without having clean air, water, access to healthy food, reliable transportation, a strong support system. The most effective health care takes all these things into account.
So how do y'all go about executing on this in the recognition of all of that?
So for starters, we schedule longer appointments than many other primary care facilities. Our appointments average 30 minutes as opposed to 15 minutes. That sounds small, but it does make a big difference. The extra time gives our providers a better understanding of each patient's life outside of the clinic. The information is hard to communicate if you only see your primary care provider for 15 minutes once a year, but it's vital for creating a treatment plan that actually works with patients' lives.
So when we talk about this treatment plan and it working, can you give us an example of that?
Sure. In a healthcare service or prescription, if a healthcare service or a prescription drug is too expensive, we know that many patients won't get it. They have serious effects on their health and well-being, so we always try to guide patients towards cost-effective care. For patients with low income, Primary Care Plus can also recommend community health resources, discount programs for prescription drugs, and programs that assist with healthcare costs.
So I attest to the mantra that information is power. So basically what you're telling me is that the more information you're able to derive from the patient, the better you're able to deliver the plethora of services that y'all have available to you, right?
That's correct, yes.
And so you want them to share as much as possible. So how else do you guys support patient health?
It's hard for many people to make in-person healthcare appointments, but we don't want that to stop patients from getting their care they need. So at Primary Care Plus, we do offer telehealth visits, in-home care, and we also have transportation options to and from our clinics.
And I guess when you're treating the elderly population, these are key ingredients to the overall menu of services, because they're otherwise, if they're not ambulatory, they can't just walk into your clinic, right?
That's correct.
You see a lot of that with the senior population?
We do. And that is something that my team focuses on with the care managers. They help with arranging transportation. We also help with getting somebody into the home to help treat them and do televideo visits with our providers.
So it's kind of like primary care Uber.
in some
respects, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But it's absolutely necessary.
I mean,
you find it that folks want to live on their own if they're able to do so, and it may be that just the one thing they can't do is drive, right?
Correct. And we try to meet the patient where they need to be met.
Yeah, for sure. So when we're trying to understand the full picture of the patient as they present themselves to you guys, what else would stick out for them, and how are y'all different than other providers?
We focus on healthcare, not just sick care. In addition to treating illnesses and injuries, our providers can work with you to build healthy habits with recommendations for safe exercise and nutritious diet. Primary Care Plus can also help you develop a personalized schedule for preventative care, like vaccinations and health screenings. Different services are recommended for different people and at different ages, and that's hard to keep track of on your own. But your primary care provider can help make sure you don't miss any healthcare milestones.
So the importance of preventive care, I mean, it's just so many aspects to it, right?
Yes.
So obviously, from y'all's perspective, y'all view that as being incredibly important?
Absolutely. Preventative care is one of the most powerful tools for staying healthy. For example, vaccinations can prevent the flu, RSV, and other potential serious conditions. And colonoscopies help doctors find and remove growths called polyps before they become cancerous. Preventative care can also find illnesses in early stages when they're easier to treat. For example, people who get regular mammograms are less likely to need aggressive breast cancer treatments in the future.
So all of that is available at Primary Care Plus, or the scheduling of same, right?
Absolutely. So when patients come in to see us, they will do what's called an annual wellness visit. And during an annual wellness visit, they will determine if the patient needs a mammogram, if they need a colonoscopy, if they received their flu vaccine, do annual labs to detect any disease processes that may be active.
Yeah.
Or not active.
And then the whole goal is to try and find if there's an illness that presents itself early onset.
That's correct, yes.
The earlier, then it's easier to manage, right?
To manage, correct. The earlier you can diagnose the disease, the better outcome.
And how long have you been with Primary Care Plus?
7 years.
7 years. And what drew you to them?
You know, it's the holistic care of the patient from head to toe. We just, you know, don't focus on just treating somebody that's sick. It's preventative, making sure the patients have the resources they need to live a healthy lifestyle. And that's a you know, important with me, because the healthier you are, the longer life you're going to have, and longer in the community.
So you're an RN, right?
Yes.
So as an RN, do you just find it more rewarding with this type of model as opposed, I'm sure you worked in other models.
Yes. Yeah. So with this model, you can, when somebody is sick, you can follow them forever. So when you're in a hospital setting, you get them better and then they go home and you don't have contact with them.
Right.
This, you can continue and develop a relationship and rapport with that patient and help them along their life.
So earlier, while I was speaking with Dr. Brent Wallace, I said, you know, I was always amazed at folks like yourself, the RNs, coming out and greeting the patients and knowing their first name, and you know, and it was rare that you didn't hug.
Yes.
You know, and say hello, and it's, you know, you don't see that often anymore, right?
Our patients are like our family members.
Right. How rewarding is that for you?
It's extremely rewarding. You know, we have patients that we treat on a daily basis that have problems with getting food, and we're able to educate them, you know, help them figure out ways to get food. We have social workers. We have community health workers that can assist our patients if they have any social determinants of health or issues living in the community.
Yeah.
And it's extremely rewarding when you can help a patient become healthier.
I get the sense that y'all are very proud of being nimble, you know, of being flexible.
Yes.
There's not like this stringent path that you have to take with each patient.
No, there isn't. You know, again, we meet the patient where they need to be met. And one thing that is extremely rewarding with my job is, if there's an issue, if a patient doesn't have transportation, that is something that I will look into to figure out what we can do to get that patient transportation. If a patient has problems coming into the clinic to receive interventions, that was a project that I worked on as well, to try to get healthcare in the home setting. And so we have a partnership that actually we can send somebody out to the house and administer IV fluids if we need to, instead of bringing that patient into the clinic. So it's rewarding in that way, to try to figure out ways that we can improve patients' health and make them as active as they can be in the community.
So any final thoughts before we end?
We use an all-inclusive model of healthcare, and it works. So if you're looking for a primary care provider, we hope you'll consider visiting your local Primary Care Plus clinic. Remember, we have locations across South Louisiana, and here on the West Bank, we have a clinic in Algiers and Oswego.
And folks can go to primarycareplus.com for all of the information about all of these locations and the like, or they can call 1-800-978-9371. And Dana Scardino, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. She's the Associate Director of Clinical Programs and Care Management for Primary Care Plus. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from the Belchase YMCA. And we have representatives from People's Health, from Primary Care Plus. If there's more information, come on out. We'll have lunch served out here. They have refreshments and all kinds of goodies to partake in, and just come on by and say hello. We've had a number of folks come by. I think the assessor was here earlier, the sheriff, former parish president, and others. So come on by, see your elected officials, and come out to the desk and say hello. We'll be right back.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details, or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are at this incredible facility at the Belchase YMCA, and I've had the opportunity to visit a number of locations as we've done Primary Care Plus and People's Health at these locations over the past year or two. And it's incredible, all of the offerings, all of the programs, so diverse, all age groups, from young babies almost all the way to seniors. And we've seen that here again at this complex here at Belchase. And Gordon Wodge, a former classmate of mine at Jesuit High School, is in charge of a lot of this with the Y, and we congratulate him. We are joined by Ashley Lincoln. Ashley is the executive director of Plaquemines Parish YMCA, Burris and Port Sulphur. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So tell us about the offerings down at Burris and Port Sulphur.
Okay, so basically our Y is a little bit different than most of that's in the association, in the fact that we are subsidized through the government. Mm-hmm. So we actually operate out of community centers that are owned by the Plaquemines Parish government. So while we do offer a lot of the same programs, we do not offer as much as most, but we do have after school summer camp. We do swim lessons, and we do have one fitness instructor. So our fitness isn't as big as most, but we do have that. And because we are part of the parish, we share our facility with Council on Aging as well. So at that's at the Port Sulphur YMCA.
But it doesn't diminish the need for down there. And you know, many people, you live down there.
I do.
Not to offend you, but many people call that kind of the end of the world down there.
Correct,
right?
Yes. It is the end of the world. Yeah. And so you either know it because of fishing or you don't.
Right.
But yes, and so because of that, I think the need is even more important.
Right.
You know, because there's really not a lot for children to do. There's not a lot of places for seniors to go. So it is a good place. You know, it's a great partnership between the Y and the parish.
You kind of have the best of both worlds, though, really, because you have the Council of Aging and the programming that they do there, and then the programming of the Y working in concert with one another.
Correct. So actually, you know, obviously most seniors do receive free memberships through the healthcare, their healthcare provider. And so if they do not, though, the Y automatically will give them a free membership so that we do not turn anyone away. And so we also have a fitness instructor that works with the seniors twice a week. And so just to help them emotionally motivate them and keep them going at those facility.
So, Ashley, this question is going to come from left field, but being that you're down there at the end of the world, I have to imagine that you have developed an expertise in disaster management down there as well, because it's like one size fits all down there, right?
Correct. Yeah, so we actually, again, because we are a community center, we are kind of like a first place that people can go. And so we often have sandbags, you know, available at our facilities. We do, we have food distribution, water distribution, that sort of thing. After a hurricane, we've had the National Guard come in, and help out in after Ida. So we definitely are familiar with that, and that's kind of part of what we do.
What is the biggest challenge for y'all down there?
I would say, because it's such a small community, our biggest challenge is just funding and getting people involved. I feel like a lot of families are moving away, and so because of that, the need is even stronger for people that are there, and be able to provide things that they would not have otherwise.
So when you lose my population, the services that you've grown accustomed to, a lot of those kind of go with the population.
Correct, right? Correct.
And therefore putting more pressure on you guys to backfill it.
Right, and then it's hard to, because then you are constantly changing your programs and things that, the need for the community. And so because of that, like I said, we partner with a lot of people. Second Harvest is one of the people we partner with. Mm-hmm. And so on Thursdays, the third Thursday of every month, we have food distribution for that. So whereas a few years ago, our need may have been more of swim lessons, now it's more food distribution because the population's changing, so that's the challenge, is to always keep moving with the community.
How important has Venture Global as a corporate partner been for you guys?
Well, they have been amazing. So immediately, basically once they broke ground, they were supportive of the YMCA. So they actually, for several years now, have paid for our insurance. I mean, I'm sorry, not our insurance, for our internet. And so we have free internet, and that was a huge help because, believe it or not, after Katrina, we still have spotty, internet service. Some people can't afford it, or it's just not available.
All the things that go with the end of the world.
Correct. That part. So, so they definitely have helped out with that, and they're continuing to support us in that way. They also are big supporters of our summer camp. So the past few years, they have paid for our children to go on field trips, and for the transportation part of it and for the actual field trip, so that it's no cost to our kids. And they have also helped with our cook-off. So we have a annual tailgate cook-off that we've done for the past 3 years, and they've been our sponsor, our presenting sponsor for that. So they're definitely involved and very active in our community.
It's a lot of people don't realize how important a great corporate partner like that can truly be to organizations like the Y and the services that y'all provide. I mean, there truly are a lifeline, right?
Correct. Yeah. And you think, oh, corporate, they're not worried about, our small community. But they actually have been very helpful for us.
And interesting about them, they don't talk about it much.
No, right? They do not.
And in fact, most people don't know. And I was kind of digging through some information here about the list is long.
Yes, it is. And actually, I didn't even mention this part, but this year for summer camp, they supported Nunez, has a STEAM program, and Nunez Community College, and they actually paid for them to come. We were just part of it, but I think they helped other communities as well, but they came to our after school program and did a STEAM program for an entire week at both of our locations. So they do a lot of stuff that you don't really hear about.
Let's talk about after school programs. I always, as when I was sheriff, believed that was one of the best programs that I probably helped support for a whole host of reasons. What are you seeing?
So we definitely, I guess the majority of our after school kids are from a working family where the parents have no, we have no babysitters, and so we do homework help and also just, like I said, a safe place for the kids to go.
When you have two working family parents, you're not that nimble a lot of times, right?
Right.
And, and if you don't have any family here,
right, and
you
so that's
move
the
here
thing.
To work in these specialty plants that are located down here and you have no family, you have no one to help you.
Right, and that's the thing. I feel like you're either grandmother's babysitting or the kids are coming to the Y, you know, which, I mean, obviously we're a smaller community, but our after-school program has about 30 kids.
That's
which,
a lot of kids.
Yeah, it is, considering that there's only 200 kids at the school, you know.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's definitely helpful for families for that.
And huge difference in those kids' lives too, right?
Yes, it is. I think that, we do have some kids with special needs. So it's working through things like that and training our staff and knowing how to handle those types of situations. But it's definitely a great benefit.
Final thoughts? Any final thoughts about what y'all do?
Yeah, so I guess final thoughts are just, we're happy to be here, and we hope to continue to serve our community. Again, like I said, we are in partnership with the parish, so their funding and their support is big to us. And so when we lose them, we lose the Y. And so hopefully we'll continue to have a great partnership with them and everyone that's involved.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yes,
and best
thank
of
you.
Luck to you.
Thanks. A pleasure to be here.
All righty, folks. That's Ashley Lincoln, Executive Director of the Plaquemines Partnership YMCA in Burris and Port Sulphur. We will be right back. We're broadcasting live from the Belchase YMCA. So stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWE.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Belchase YMCA with Primary Care Plus, People's Health, and others are out here. And we want to thank Venture Global for sponsoring the event today, too, and all of their assistance. And I am privileged to have my former classmate, from Jesuit High School. We graduated together in 1976. We'll be enjoying our 50th reunion next year. Gordon Wodge, who is also the president and the CEO of YMCA of Greater New Orleans. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Newell. It's good to be with you.
It's good to see you again as well. Give us the state of YMCA.
Sure. You know, well, first of all, we've been around a little while.
Yeah.
Actually, we have a birthday coming up, YMCA of Greater New Orleans, November 16, 1852.
Oh, wow.
So it's, I think I was joking with you once before and said we're older than Rex and older than Comus. So we've been around. And continuing to serve way back in the beginnings, it was yellow fever. The Y was able to help and respond in the community. Here in our Belle Chasse location, we're often helping the community recover from different storms. Even during COVID, we had food distribution in our parking lot. So we're not just fitness, wellness, we're a community center. We serve people.
Yeah. And it's a great location, strategically placed too, right? I mean, it's as it relates to storm mitigation and stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, we're fortunate to be in the heart of the community up and down the highway. Highway 23, we're easy to find, easy to get to.
So your area of responsibility extends from where? Is of Greater New Orleans. So how many parishes does,
sure.
does that
so,
make up?
So we have our community center locations in Plaquemines and Jefferson and St. Tammany. And then we have, people don't realize, the YMCA is the oldest provider of adult literacy in the community. And so we have our faculty that teach in Orleans and Jefferson. We partner up with the public library system, which is a great partner. And so we can have classes there. We do remote learning for folks that have that ability and they're close to maybe getting their GED. And then we do outreach in the immigrant communities and low-income communities on childhood safety. We call it car seat safety education, but it really is education about good parenting and safe parenting and, you know, how to care for your kids, and we support families in that capacity.
And you have, like, the situation that you have in Burris and Port Sulphur, right? With
sure.
That there's smaller community centers that are collaborating with other organizations.
Yeah, we try never to act in isolation. So collaboration is our cornerstone. And we collaborate with government. We collaborate with other nonprofits. We collaborate with community partners here in Belle Chasse. We're happy to host the United Way has their regular meetings here. The Plaquemines Association of Business and Industry, PABI, has their meetings here. So we want to be that available space and place for the community.
And it's important because there's no one organization that has all the assets and resources to face the challenges that we're trying to meet each and every day, right?
No, that's true. And you know, we serve in a spirit of humility, and I think that's what makes us effective collaborators, that we don't have to own and blow our horn about something. We sometimes, as I say, sometimes we drive the bus, sometimes we just ride on the bus, and sometimes we wave as the bus goes by, whatever we need to do.
Absolutely. What do you see as one of your biggest challenges right now?
I think, you know, meeting people's mental health care. I think we recognize that as a nation, social isolation with technology devices and people being secluded at home, especially our seniors. It's so easy to fall in that social isolation. So we want to get people out and engaged. And I think that's a phenomenon, whether it's youth, families, or seniors, that kind of social support and connection is important. Health and wellness is about mental health, physical health, spiritual health. And we try to be there on all legs of that stool to support people.
You know, I've had the opportunity to visit with you a couple of times at other YMCAs as we've done these live remotes from them. And I'm always just amazed by how happy everybody is. They're coming in. There's really that spirit of congeniality. You know, you see it alive and well. The respect that people have for one another. I mean, it's just a great experience.
Yeah, thank you for recognizing that. We work hard to create, I call it a ministry of hospitality, mm-hmm. that people need to feel welcomed when they come in our front door, and they need to feel part of a extended family. And so we work hard to try to do that. And in this Belle Chasse location, we're a tremendous support to our military families. We're so close to the Belle Chasse Naval Air Station. A lot of our young people here are military families of children. So during the summer, our lifeguards and our summer camp counselors, some of our other year-round staff that are here are military families. So we take great pride in supporting our military families here.
You know, that's an interesting observation or an interesting point that I think a lot of people miss. I missed it because I think about how diverse the programs are that y'all offer here. I mean, and there's a plethora of them, right?
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
From young kids all the way to seniors, and then different kind of walks of life, the folks that are coming in that are new to the area, and have a place to go help develop and build that sense of community.
Yeah, and I think it's the blessing of the Y is that we're a community beyond this community. I know you travel quite a bit, and if you're a member of the Y here, you're a member of the Y anywhere. So if you go to Houston or Dallas or Atlanta, New York City, you're part of the Y there as well. So that probably we need to get that message out a little more in our movable society, people that travel for business or family so often. But that's yet another part of what we do. I appreciate that you gave a little shout out to our Venture Global friends earlier. They're a big supporter of our youth programming, especially. We have Leaders Club at the Y. We want young people to grow up to be leaders like you. And where do you begin to develop and learn those skills? So the YMCA is a home base for that. And then we have Leaders School in Black Mountain, North Carolina, where our kids go for a whole week in the summer with 700 kids from around the country that go through a curriculum there. So people don't know those kinds of programs that the Y offers. We're about the future and our future leaders as well.
I was at the Task Warehouse sale the other day, and I bought a T-shirt that said Black Mountain.
Oh, did you? All right, well, you can wear it. We'll let you in the front door here if you wear that T-shirt.
I didn't know what it was at first. I had to look it up, and then you mentioned it today.
Yeah, that's right. It's kids from the flatland and the swampland of South Louisiana like going to the mountains. And
yeah, absolutely.
So that's a whole nother cultural immersion for the kids.
So is there a sense that that you guys want the Y to grow? And if so, how?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to some good folks that are here this morning about shared campuses. How can our campus here be a partner with others in the community? I know the Plaquemines Parish Sheriff was here earlier, and we partner with the sheriff, and we want to partner with healthcare and our Covington campus. We partner with St. Tammany Hospital and actually have a small physical therapy space built out into our Covington Y. It's just a natural fit. So we want to say, how can we do that more and more? If there's a future expansion of the Y as we envision here, it's really about those kinds of things. One of the great projects we're working on here on the West Bank is a partnership led by Jefferson Parish Council member Dino Bonanno and Louisiana State Senator Pat Connick. We're looking to build a competition aquatic center. And I know you have a history of being a competitive swimmer yourself. So this will be a unique venue in the state on the Hope Haven campus in Marrero that would allow for three indoor pools, competition 50-meter pool, allow for 1,500 seats for spectators so that we can draw to Jefferson Parish. As our parish president says, sports tourism is a big part of the opportunity future for us. So I'm excited to be a part of Dino and Pat's effort and Jefferson Parish government's effort to develop that on the West Bank and make the West Bank home for aquatics.
And living up to the mantra of our former high school, a man for others, you truly are. We thank you so much for all that you have brought back in so many different walks of your life and leadership positions. And, I I have a segment every Tuesday where I talk about folks that are working in the trenches that you don't hear about, right, that are making a difference every day. And without those folks, we would be less than, for sure. So I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for all that you've done for our community over the years, as well as the Y. They've been a mainstay in so many different ways. Didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah.
As long as it is. A very, very long history.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Gordon Waj, President and CEO of YMCA of Greater New Orleans. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. That's right, folks. We are out here at the Bell Chase YMCA. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Plaquemines Parish as a parish. And we'll get a better picture of that. And we'll also visit with Dr. Jose Cusco, who is going to be talking about stroke care, right, and how that works. And did you know that about 1 in 4 adults over the age of 25 will have a stroke in their lifetime? And a lot of adults in the U.S. don't know the fast warning signs of a stroke, right? Which are face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. So we'll talk about that and more when we return at the Bell Chase YMCA broadcasting live. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.